If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description.
Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are
Meow King and Someone. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Senator Ted Cruz gave an interview to Tucker Carlson. When pressed as to why he believed a regime change was necessary in Iran, he said because the Bible says that those who bless Israel will be blessed and those who curse Israel will be cursed. When pressed further as to whether he believed that the modern state of Israel is the biblical Israel the Bible was referring to, he said yes. So as far as Senator Cruz is concerned, Israel in the Bible and the modern state of Israel are the same entity, and thus the United States must make war with Israel's neighbors whenever Israel feels threatened by them. Otherwise, God will be displeased with the United States and curse it for not helping Israel, thus exposing the war hawk neocon agenda. But is that true? Is the secular modern state of Israel the same as the biblical Israel? The Bible passage Senator Cruz was referring to is Genesis 12, 1-3. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curses you I will curse. And by you all the families of the earth shall bless themselves." This is reiterated by Balaam, the non-Israelite prophet, who prophesizes this about Israel when he saw the Hebrew tribes gathered, Numbers 24:9. "May those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you be cursed." In Genesis, God makes a promise to Abraham that he will bless him, make him a great nation, and that those who bless him or his descendants will be blessed, and those who curse him will be cursed. And in the book of Numbers, we see this great nation come about with the establishment of the kingdoms of Israel. But again, is the political entity today that calls itself Israel the inheritor of that promise? Who receives this promise today? Is this promise based on lineage? Because if it is, then one could certainly make the argument that the modern state of Israel is the same as the biblical kingdom of Israel. Or rather, is this a spiritual promise for believers? Or is there some sort of bifurcation that says it's both, as the Christian Zionists believe? One set of rules for these guys, and another set of rules for these guys. Since we are Christians, and this is a matter of Christian philosophy, let's look at the New Testament. In Matthew 3:9, John the Baptist says to the Pharisees, "And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham." Doesn't look good for the lineage crowd. The Apostle Paul says this in Ephesians 2:12. "Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Jesus Christ, you who once were far off have been brought near in the blood of Christ." So the Gentiles that believe in Jesus are at least part of Israel. So maybe it is the dual covenant that the Christian Zionists preach, and the Jewish people are recipients of the promise simply because they were born Jewish. Well, the Apostle Paul answers this in Romans 9:6-7. "For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are children of Abraham because they are his descendants. But through Isaac shall your descendants be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are reckoned as descendants." As well as Galatians 9:3-6, "Thus Abraham believed in God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So you see that it is men of faith who are the sons of Abraham." So it is the people who believe in Christ who receive the promise today, and not the Jewish people through lineage. Paul goes more into detail in Romans 9:11, 17-25. But if some of the branches were broke off, and you, a wild olive shoot, were grafted in their place to share the richness of the olive tree, do not boast over the branches. If you do boast, remember, it is not you that support the root, but the root that supports you. You will say, branches were broken off so that I may be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast only through faith. So do not become proud, but stand in awe. For if God did not spare the natural branches, meaning the Jews, neither will he spare you. Note, then, the kindness and the severity of God, severity toward those who have fallen. But God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you too will be cut off. And even the others, if they do not persist in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God has the power to graft them in again. For if you have been cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted, contrary to nature, into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted back into their own olive tree? So the unbelieving Jews who reject Christ have been cut off, and we non-Jews who believe in Christ have taken their place and remain so as long as we are faithful. Otherwise, we will be cut off and they can be grafted back in. And someday they will be. Eventually, the Jews will convert. But how can God cut the Jewish people off? Aren't they God's chosen people? Didn't God make these promises to them? Am I saying God broke his promise? Well, Paul answered this in Galatians 3:16. Now, the promises were made to Abraham and his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, which is Christ. So the promises made to Abraham were meant for Christ and his followers all along. The Hebrews retained the promise when they had faith and obeyed. Faith and obedience was always a requirement, but acceptance of Jesus as the Messiah is also a requirement to receive the promise and remain in the covenant. So no, God didn't break his covenant. The Jewish people who reject Christ did. And the Bible is also clear that the old covenant is no longer in effect, Hebrews 8:13. In speaking of a new covenant, he treats the first as obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews 8:7. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion for a second. So there is not one set of rules for Jewish people and another set of rules for everyone else. And the law cannot save, Romans 3:20. For no human will be justified before him by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin, in Galatians 3:19. Why then the law? It was added because of our transgressions, till the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made. The law was always to be temporary until the advent of Christ. So a devout, religious, Orthodox Jew cannot bypass Jesus and save their soul by observing the Mosaic law. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So no, there is no dual covenant. Salvation requires faith in Jesus Christ, even for the Jews. So no, the modern state of Israel is not the biblical Israel and does not receive the promises of Abraham. And no, Christians are not obligated or commanded by God to support the modern political secular state that calls itself Israel because it's not really Israel. Now, the Bible passages that I just read are so obvious that it makes me wonder why Christian Zionism even exists at all. In fact, Christians universally understood this, but the reality is this. Because the Christian Zionists, those who have perverted the Word of God and twisted it, were the only ones who are allowed on television for decades. They connect one verse here with another verse there and make it say what they want. And since people don't actually look and read the Bible for themselves, they just let their pastors tell them what it says, everyone bought into it, myself included at one time. But it's not true. And don't let them spiritually threaten you either by saying, well, if you don't support Israel, God is going to blank, blank, blank. Israel is a country just like any other country in the world and should be treated as such and held to the same standards. And that's what a lot of us thought would happen with Trump's second term. No more endless wars. That's what he promised. Unfortunately, the Christian Zionists and neocon war hawks have gotten to him and taken over, just like they always do. He said, if you don't vote for me, it'll be World War III. Well, World War III is just around the corner if it hasn't started already. thanks to this false ideology of Christian Zionism that says the modern state of Israel is the biblical Israel. Until my next video, God bless.